Radio Bilingüe presents Sounds of Mayfair, Cantos de San José. This is part of Sounds of California, a radio series that captures the music and voices of the ever-changing California soundscape. This program is produced in partnership with the Alliance for California Traditional Arts, with funding from the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Zadie Stavely. If you walk through the Mexican Heritage Plaza in the Mayfair neighborhood of San Jose, California on a Wednesday night, you might hear many different sounds. Musician and cultural scholar Russell Rodriguez says one night he heard a couple of the drummers from the Aztec group Calpulli Tonaleque.
They were just kind of showing each other some rhythms, so they weren't really playing that loud. And then I started hearing this singing.
Ai, ho'opuka'ekala, ma'akahikina.
And I didn't understand the language, and I was thinking, are they singing now? Is Calpulli Tonaleque singing? And then when I realized it was the Hawaiian class. And the way it layered and became so cohesive with the drumming of Calpulli Tonaleque, it was just this one of these fantastic moments of how organic the sound is in this space.
Rodriguez is the program manager of the Alliance for California Traditional Arts, or ACTA, which partnered with Radio Bilingüe to gather the sounds of the Mayfair neighborhood in the heart of East San Jose. Today, we'll bring you some of the songs and conversations gathered, either in the field or at a culminating concert held at the Mayfair's Mexican Heritage Plaza. With these sounds, we'd like to paint a picture of this neighborhood, this little piece of California. Once known as Sal Si Puedes, or Get Out If You Can, the Mayfair neighborhood was home to legendary farm worker leader Cesar Chavez, who got his start organizing in the church hall here, now recognized as a National Historic Landmark. With those deep Mexican-American roots, it's no surprise that boleros and mariachi music are often heard at parties and in the streets of this neighborhood. But the Mayfair has also become home to traditional music of people whose families have come from many other countries. And you might also hear Portuguese fado or Vietnamese music here. Today, the plaza is home to a booming cultural center, the School of Arts and Culture, where people from many different traditions learn together, dance, play music, and act in plays together, communicating with a common language of music and art. Let's begin our journey through the neighborhood with more from the Aztec drumming and dance group Calpulli Tonaleque. The group started in this neighborhood, practices in this neighborhood, and considers itself in service to the community, often accompanying marches and events here.
Thank you.
That was the Mexica or Aztec dance group Calpulli Tonaleque with Tonantzin. Let's hear a little of the conversation that Russell Rodriguez of the Alliance for California Traditional Arts had with Calpulli Tonaleque's Pedro Perez.
My name is Pedro Perez. My Mexica name, or Nahuatl, is Akiwa.
What was the name of the piece that you just did?
So we always start out in danza, we always start out with a permiso, the permission dance, that is to initiate the prayer. And our first piece that we did was Tonantzin. Tonantzin is a song that is dedicated to our Mother Earth.
One of the things that we're doing around the Sounds of California is thinking about immigrant communities in the United States, and specifically in San Jose, and specifically right here, you know, in the Mayfair District. And what you bring in the sense of sound to this community, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, everything is connected. And as Native people, we are very much connected to Mother Earth and the elements. And with that comes a lot of sound. And one of the things that we'll often experience on a week-to-week basis as we do our practices is that we get people coming in from the street, you know, community members, you know, young and old. And the first thing they do is they hear our wewit, our drum. It's very powerful, right? So that reverberates throughout the community, and it's a calling. It's part of our heartbeat. And, you know, this community around here is very sensitive to those sounds. And either they've heard it before in their native, land of Mexico or Central America or wherever they may come from. The second thing is they smell the sound, the copal, which is also an incense that we burn during our practices and ceremonies, of course. They also hear the ayacashli, the rattle. So when you get 70, 80 people together doing that in a synchronized manner as we practice our dances, our traditional dances, then you hear, the community hears it, and then they're immediately drawn to it. And there really is no, they understand that it's almost like public domain, right? It's a inherited right for them to come in and see and experience, and then ask questions, and then eventually many will come and participate as soon as they see that it's something that is part of, you know, their heritage, their culture, and they're welcome, and they know there's no fees, so it's everything is kind of just all blends in together nicely with the sounds, right? That's what brings us all together.
You mentioned the wewit. You talked about the rattles. What was the other instrument that you began the whole piece with?
Yeah, so this is it's an atecocoli. Atecocoli means a conch. It's a conch shell. And it's, again, another traditional sound. It is what opens and closes ceremony. So we always begin with that sound as an opening prayer, as a calling to our ancestors and to join us in this little small ceremony. And so it's that calling to open up the ceremony. It gets everybody synchronized, ready, focused. And then at the same time, when we close out, we also close out with the atecocoli.
And so when we all get our drums going and we hear the conch, I just think it feels like home, like we're all celebrating our indigenous roots.
That's Luana Rivera Palacio. She directs a Hawaiian hula dance group in the Mayfair neighborhood. As we heard before, on Wednesday nights, they share the plaza with Calpulli Tonaleque. Here's Rivera Palacio in conversation with Russell Rodriguez.
My name is Luana Rivera Palacio. I'm the kumuhula of Halau Naapua Komukihana Oha, and that is here in San Jose, California.
You know, the focus of our project here is thinking about the sounds of California and localizing it here in the Mayfair District and community, and here in with the Mexican heritage. And so you're doing classes here, and can you talk about how does it feel to be bringing Hawaiian dance to, well, dominantly a Mexican community, but I think a space like the Mexican Heritage Plaza, and working with the School of Arts and Culture?
So I have found this place to be very welcoming. We have classes on Wednesday nights. And so on Wednesday nights, we are joined oftentimes by the Azteca dancers that practice in the plaza. They're actually out in the plaza. And I just think between our drums, and there's also a tribal drum circle that practices three doors down from us. And so when we all get our drums going and we hear the conch, I just think it feels like home. Like we're all celebrating our indigenous roots. And this is a place that gives us space to do that. So we know that this is not where we're from, but this is a place that brings all these groups together. And it's a respectful place, right? So even though our drums are overlapping and we are all in the same space and we've got huge costumes and we're moving back and forth, I never feel like anybody is in our way or we're in anybody else's way because, again, we make that space for each other. So we're going to do, Ho'opuka is a traditional entrance dance. Ho'opuka e kala, the sun makes a hole or the sun rises in the east. And so as the sun rises, the dancers come. And then after that, we're doing a oli called Oli Mauna Kea. And it was written by Nona Beamer. And we use it, it was taught to us through a kumuhula named Pua Case, who is on the Big Island active in the resistance to the 30-meter telescope. It talks about the beauty of Mauna Kea and its sacredness. And we have been involved in a resistance movement to keep this 30-meter telescope from being built on top of our sacred mountain. And so this came to us from Kumupua Case through activists in the Northern California region, Samantha Cowie Wright Peralto, and the Southern California region, Kumuhula and Mikilani Young. And so it was a collaboration from Hawaii, from Hilo, Northern California, Southern California, all of us coming together. And so that's why we chose to do this today.
I, Ho'opuka e kala, ma kahikina. Ho'opuka.
Ho'opuka e kala, ma kahikina. Me kahuhi ka ihele no kumukahi. Ha'amai na, iwa mehi iya ka. Me kapo laka I ka ulu vehi vehi.
Ne'e
mai na, iwa ma ku uwalo. Me ke alo kapo ke ai hiva hiva.
Ho'i
no e ke kapu me na ali'i. E ola ma ko alpa
la la
la la la la la la la la la la la.
He inoa no hi iaka I ka poli o pele.
Ho o mau kau kau, oli.
Hele, kea kea, no ho mai la I ka mauna, ka mauna. Kie kie I luna ku kila kila, kila kila o luna, o luna I ke ao.
If you're just tuning in, we're listening to music and conversations gathered by the Alliance for California Traditional Arts in the Mayfair neighborhood in East San Jose. ACTA's program manager, Russell Rodriguez, grew up on the East Side. At the culminating concert of this series, he gave a spoken tour of a little of the neighborhood's history.
Just to give a little bit of history of this neighborhood, of this area of East San Jose, I was born here in San Jose, and I grew up in the East Side off of White and Story. And these are the places that I grew up going to. Guadalupe Church is one of them. This was built in 1953 to serve the barrio de Salsipuedes. Salsipuedes was the term that was named this area because it was all dirt. And when it rained, salió un lodal, no? And it was hard to drive out, walk through. And so this is the church that they built. The Spanish-speaking community was going to Five Wounds. And then finally, they built this church. And most recently, And the building that this church has been converted to, which is the McDonald Hall behind the current church, has been recognized as a National Historic Landmark for the work of Cesar Chavez, the community service organization, people like Fred Ross, that did much of their organizing in this building. And one story that I have of this building was right before it was converted into the hall and put back onto a foundation, people were still using it. The church was in a dirt field and it was on blocks. I don't know, do you guys remember it being on blocks? On like cinder blocks. And I think it was Sophie Mendoza that helped the Los Lupeños acquire the space so that Lupeños can dance in it. And my sister was dancing in the group and I would go with her. And the building is all wood. So when you get 20 dancers zapateando, you know, to this music, the sound of this building would reverberate, and it was such a beautiful, beautiful, it's a beautiful memory for me. And now we've seen the church continues to be one of the places of gathering, as the Guadalupe Church itself. Many of the parishioners have been going to celebrate their sacraments, and it's always expected to hear a choir, an organ, and most often, a mariachi.
Did someone say mariachi? While gathering neighborhood sounds, ACTA recorded a young woman mariachi who grew up in the Mayfair neighborhood, Ana Cecilia Reyes, playing La Cigarra.
Cigarra, que acabe tu sonsonete, que tu canto aquí en el alma, como un puñal se me mete, sabiendo que cuando cantas, pregonando más tu muerte, marinero, marinero. Que sabes, porque distinguir no puedo, si en el fondo de los mares hay otro color más negro que el color de mis pesares. Ay, Laraí,
ah!
That was Ana Cecilia Reyes playing La Cigarra and accompanied by Russell Rodriguez on the guitar. Afterward, he interviewed Reyes about her life and work as a mariachi and playing music for the Chicano theater group Teatro Vision, also at the Mexican Heritage Plaza.
Yeah, my name is Ana Cecilia Reyes.
And where are you from, Ana?
Originally from Mexico City. And I came to San Jose, where I've been living for the past 20 years when I was 5 years old. So I've been in San Jose for a while.
Mm-hmm. And where you grew up right here, and this you lived in this area for quite a while.
Yeah, so I grew up in Mayfair, right here. My parents actually still live in Mayfair, and I only moved out a year and a half ago when I got married. I grew up playing mariachi music, and I still play to this day every weekend. In fact, after this, I'm going to a gig. So this is my warm-up. So I've been playing since I came to San Jose 20 years ago, because my dad is a musician, and my brothers and my sister are also musicians, so I kind of grew up listening to mariachi music since I was in the belly, so I think it's in my blood.
And who were your teachers?
My only teacher really was my older brother. His name is Luis Enrique, but people know him as Remy. So Remy was pretty much my only teacher. And I've had other teachers along the way, just, you know, in groups and at different gigs. So I consider, you know, everyone who I've played with a teacher also, because I learn something new every time I play with somebody new. Mm.
How does it feel for you to be playing mariachi music here in the United States, here in San Jose?
I just feel so proud. I feel really proud of, to keep my culture and my tradition alive. Every weekend I put on that suit, and it's a very proud moment for me when I get to share my culture with, you know, I get to see a lot of people and share my music and our culture with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So I'm very proud of that.
Do you want to do something from Macario?
Sure. Macario. I love Macario. It's a play. Well, originally it was a movie, and it talks about, it's about Dia de los Muertos, and it's a very rich tradition from Mexico about how we kind of welcome death as an old friend rather than fear it, and so we celebrate with it and we joke around with it like it's an old buddy. And so Macario, the one that I participated in, is this play that's put on by Teatro Vision and takes place here at the Mexican Heritage Plaza. And it's just this colorful, awesome, happy play that deals with really deep issues that are still relevant today, like unequal distribution of wealth, sexism, just so many really deep themes. But being Mexican, I always say that Mexicans always put like a humorous twist on things. So yes, we deal with so many issues, so many difficult issues, but we put a happy twist to it, and that's how we deal with it. And actually the music was created by Russ, and it's just phenomenal. I love participating at Macario. It's one of my very favorite plays, and the fact that I get to play the music and kind of live it, it's really cool. So I'm very glad that we're playing some Macario music today.
Here, just put it.
Thank you. ella quiere darle a Macario su querer, un placer y un poquito de encanto.
Remember how we were talking about the Guadalupe Church before and how it's a big part of the neighborhood? Well, it turns out Rodriguez's cousin Federico Zúñiga plays the organ at the church today. Here he is with Rodriguez singing.
Ofrecemos, Padre nuestro, con el vino y con el pan, nuestras penas y alegrías, el trabajo y nuestro afán, como el trigo de los campos, al tu himno de la cruz, se transforman nuestras vidas en el cuerpo de Jesús. Te ofrecemos, Padre nuestro, con el vino y con el pan, nuestras penas y alegrías, y el trabajo y nuestro afán, a los pobres de la tierra, a los que sufriendo están, cambias tu dolor al vino como la uva en el lagar. Te ofrecemos, Padre nuestro, con el vino y con el pan, nuestras penas y alegrías, el trabajo y nuestro afán.
Federico Zúñiga grew up in Chihuahua, Mexico. He learned to play piano there from his aunt, and as a young man, he played in dance orchestras on the border. He told Rodriguez one of the first things he did when he came to San Jose was go buy a used keyboard.
Primero me fui a comprar un piano usado de aquellos tiempos, ya todavía no estaban así como estos, ¿verdad? Bien sencillos, eléctricos. Y ya cuando tenía el piano, entonces ya fui a tocar a una orquesta que se llamaba, un lugar que se llamaba Latin Palace. Sí.
¿Ahí por Coleman?
Ahí por allá, por Coleman, sí.
Ajá. ¿Y con quién estabas?
Creo que con Chris Carmona. Chris Carmona, sí.
Zúñiga says music helped him a lot as an immigrant. Before getting gigs, he had to work in any job he could get, cooking or catering. And through one of those jobs, he ended up getting his first gig.
Sí, la música me ayudó mucho porque si no hubiera sido por la música, trabajaba en cualquier trabajo, ¿verdad? Que fuera por ejemplo, de ayudante de cocinero, de todo eso, ¿verdad? En la comida, que le dicen catering también. Hacían catering para las... ¿cómo se llaman?
Conferencias.
Sí, diferentes compañías como electrónicas. Uh-huh. Sí, uh-huh. Sí, electrónicas. Y ahí fue donde me conoció una manager. Ella era esposa de Chris Carmona, con el que toqué, ¿verdad? Entonces ella me recomendó porque yo le dije que sí. A ella le pregunté que si sabía de alguien que, o una orquesta o algo, y ella era la esposa de Chris Carmona.
Next, we'll hear a little bit of the music Zúñiga plays outside church, accompanied by Rodriguez and Carlos Montoya. Here's what Montoya has to say about the Mayfair neighborhood.
Well, coming from El Paso about 30 years ago, I was blessed to arrive in San Jose, where there's a rich culture and a rich musical history on the east side here. Of mariachi, of grupos tropicales, of Afro-Caribbean sound. There's so much diverse music that you feel at home.
Montoya and Zúñiga have a double connection. Montoya's dad used to play with Zúñiga in Ciudad Juárez, Mexico, and Montoya himself used to play in San Jose with Zúñiga's son. This tune is called Moliendo Café, grinding coffee.
Federico Zúñiga, Charlie Montoya.
You are listening to Sounds of Mayfair, Cantos de San José, a production of Radio Bilingüe and the Alliance for California Traditional Arts. As part of the series Sounds of California that captures the music and voices of the ever-changing California soundscape, Radio Bilingüe and the Alliance for California Traditional Arts went to the Mayfair neighborhood in East San Jose to bring you some of the exciting mix of music that is generated there. Next, let's hear a son huasteco from the trio Bahía Huasteca.
Bye. la Huasteca, que se canta en la Huasteca, el bejuco es un guapango.
El bejuco es un guapango, que se canta en la Huasteca, que se canta en la Huasteca, el bejuco es un guapango.
Alegra cualquier fandango, y gusta quien lo interpreta, y gusta quien lo interpreta también quien lo anda bailando.
That was the trio Bahía Huasteca with Son Huasteco musician and maestro extraordinaire Artemio Posadas on the jarana and two of his students and apprentices, Pablo Quiroz and Lolis Garcia, on the violin and the huapanguera. Posadas is originally from San Luis Potosí. He remembers coming to this neighborhood when he first came from Mexico to California in the 1970s, invited by Mexican folk dance group Los Lupeños.
Recuerdo que nos juntábamos aquí con la familia Mendoza, aquí luego en la esquina, tenían atrás un buen solar, había un caballo, había chivas, no sé qué.
I remember we used to get together with the Mendoza family here in the corner. They had a big backyard with a horse and goats, and we would play Son Huasteco and improvise verses for them. And they were surprised, because apparently that kind of music didn't exist here before.
Posadas was recently recognized by the National Endowment for the Arts as a National Heritage Fellow, in part because he was one of the first to bring Son Huasteco and Son Jarocho not only to this neighborhood, but to California and the U.S. While Son Huasteco is from the northeastern region of La Huasteca in Mexico, Son Jarocho is from the port of Veracruz. Here is Posadas playing a Son Jarocho, Siquisiri, on the harp.
Estaba
cuando me quedé dormido cantando este son estaba.
Cantando este son estaba cuando me quedé dormido. Cuando me quedé dormido cantando este son estaba.
Desperté porque soñaba que en la jaula de Cupido una calandria cantaba no recio pero seguido.
Desperté porque soñaba que en la jaula de Cupido una calandria cantaba no recio pero seguido.
Y ay que sí, válgame Dios, corté la flor del botón.
Que sí, válgame Dios.
Ella merito se abría.
La llevas tú o la llevo yo.
Y en medio tenía un renglón.
Ay, pero ese dolor.
Que clarito me decía, no desmayes corazón, firme como el primer día.
If you're just tuning in, we're listening to music and conversations gathered by the Alliance for California Traditional Arts and Radio Bilingüe in the Mayfair neighborhood in East San Jose. The neighborhood also has a rich history of organizing. The Guadalupe Church Hall is now a historic landmark because Cesar Chavez got his start doing community organizing here. Russell Rodriguez says that when the United Farm Workers launched nationwide grape boycotts, the Safeway that used to be in what is now the Mexican Heritage Plaza was a key site for organizing and for protest music.
And at these events, we would see incredible energy, songs, yelling, gritos, and musicians like Felipe and Pancho Rodriguez, like Eduardo Robledo, Ben Cadena, who lives right across the street on Winton, were always in the front line singing the protest songs and singing along and getting the boycotters, giving them energy so they can continue to do this work, which was the hardest work. You know, I was looking online and looking at photos, and there's pictures of like Fred Hirsch being gurneyed out of a protest after being beat up. And this is what that was. But there was always music. There was always chanting. There was always prayer. There was always songs to sing, and this is what this space is of Alum Rock.
Today, other musicians have kept political music alive in the plaza. Damone Carter is an accomplished hip-hop artist. His teenage son, Ellis, started playing guitar in more of an indie rock style about a year and a half ago. Here's a song they wrote together, mixing genres and musical tastes.
Warfare is spiritual, psychological, geopolitical. Self-awareness is critical, analytical thinking on the brink of extinction. It's so pitiful. You train to regurgitate the cut that they spit at you. Like, what did we get into? This can't be life with everybody popping pills just to get them through. All because the hardest pill to swallow is the bitter truth. People like to follow, but they really need to get a clue. I wish we could begin anew. Press the reset button, redirect from this path of destruction. See, we fighting over half of nothing in a class war. Time to free your mind like it's 20 fast forward. They label us as bangers and dope fiends, seeing through smoke screens and probing closed minds for openings for all my graffiti writers. Let's get united, activists and organizers. Push up your life. If you're tired of the nonsense,
put your hands
not
up.
Be weighing on your conscience.
Get up and stand up.
If you only want the whole truth,
put your hands
not
up.
Believing what they told
oh.
you. And if you're tired of the nonsense,
put your hands
not be weighing on your conscience.
Get up and stand
and
up.
If you only want your whole truth,
put your hands
not
up.
Believing what they told you.
Oh.
Our living is unsustainable, we reaching for goals that's unattainable. The governing logic is unexplainable, we jaded by this tainted view. With shades painted blue, red, white, stuck like a deer off in the headlights. I read between the headlines, blood red eyes, it's more head scratches than headlights. I head towards the light, my headlight, my eyes see visions. 10-point plan executed with precision, not begging for a favor nor asking for permission. Cause power can seize nothing to you up and confront them. The system is up and running, but we down for maintenance. But we children of the struggle, so we down to make it. Either exercise your rights or they bound to take them. Have your speech locked down verbatim. I spit with the will of a fighter and the skill of a writer. If you feel how I feel, time to put up your liars. If you're tired of the nonsense,
put your hands
that be weighing on your conscience.
Up and stand
if you only want the whole truth,
put your hands
not
up.
Believing what they told you.
Oh.
If you're tired of the nonsense,
put your hands
that
up.
Be weighing on your conscience.
Get up and stand
and
up.
If you only want the whole truth,
put your hands
not
up.
Believing what they told
oh.
you, put your hands up.
Oh.
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 People, put your hands up.
Oh.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up, put your hands up,
people,
put your hands up. If you're tired of the nonsense,
put your hands
that
up.
Be weighing on your conscience.
Get up and stand
if you only want the whole truth,
put your hands
not
up.
Believing what they told you.
Oh,
if you're tired of the nonsense,
put your hands
that
up.
Be weighing on your conscience.
Get up and stand
if you only want the whole truth,
put your hands
not
up.
Believing what they told you.
Oh,
that's Damone Carter and his teenage son, Ellis, at the concert organized to culminate Sounds of California, East San Jose. Radio Bilingue's Chelis Lopez and ACTA's Russell Rodriguez talked to father and son afterward.
I'm sure they all want to know, how do you work in order to put this together, father and son, son and father? Tell us about the process.
So my dad came to me and he was like, hey, I was asked if you wanted to, like, come together with me and perform at this thing. And then I was like, sure. But this is actually the first time that me and my dad have worked together,
wow.
like, to put on a show thing. So, and my dad, he does, like, more of, like, hip-hop and rap, and I'm into more, like, pop and rock. So it was really cool, like, coming together, and we each kind of brought our own, like, style to both of the songs. And so it was nice to kind of collaborate and put together the songs, and I really like how they came out.
You want to add something, Damon?
Yeah, I'm riding his coattails. He's been playing for about a year and a half, and yeah, our kind of musical tastes are wildly different, and we get into some interesting debates around that. But when we were tasked with kind of coming up with something collaboratively, it was a really, you know, fun process of being able to work with my son and exchange ideas.
One thing, you know, both of you are fixtures here at the Mexican Heritage Plaza, and you know, how many of you have participated in a cafecito event? Has anybody?
Anyone? All right, yeah, all right. Round of applause for you.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
And so you've already seen Ellis play, right? and so I've come to these events, and it's just you see him singing, and all these, you know, chicanitos and chicanitas, you know, singing along your songs, you know, and it's really you're demonstrating how you influence this space. And I was just wondering, how has this space influenced the two of you?
Coming to the Cafecito events has been, like, really great for me because it gives me a space to perform about once a month. And it's really nice, like, coming every time, seeing some familiar faces, and, like, just performing for those people. Some of them start to even memorize my songs, which is really cool. And, you know, it's nice to have, like, a little family that we come to and, like, perform once in a while, and it's been really fun for me.
Yeah, and I've enjoyed him having this space, you know, as a performer, especially as a young person, it was really hard for us to have spaces to do the thing we wanted to do. I feel blessed to be able to bring my son into that space and have him kind of grow and develop and outshine me, potentially, basically. That's where this is all going.
James Biala of the samba ensemble Bloco do Sol agrees that it's really important to have a place to play.
Because inevitably what happens is you're in a place for a little while, and after, you know, so long, or maybe even after a few hours, somebody says, hey, I'm trying to sleep, or, you know, I'm studying for a test, or, you know, you guys come every week, it drives me crazy. So we've been lucky because we don't have that here.
Bloco do Sol comes every Saturday morning to the Mexican Heritage Plaza to practice. Here's a bit of their music.
One, two, one, two, three.
That's the samba ensemble Bloco do Sol. Let's hear some of the interview that ACTA's Russell Rodriguez did with the group's director, James Biala.
So the lyrics that you were singing, do they kind of a song?
This song that I'm singing is typically just kind of describing the dance, the essence of the dancer. So the essence, the style, the beauty of the dancer. As you could tell by the way I sang it.
I should have known that.
And the way I was moving.
And then I just want to get it at the sense of, you guys are here at the Mexican Heritage on the East Side in the Mayfair community, waking up the whole community every Saturday morning, right? And how does that, what does that mean to all of you? The group you have here is incredibly diverse, and I'm assuming, does anybody live in the Mayfair?
Yep.
Cool. Nice. So we got representation from the Mayfair. Nice. But it's like, how does it feel to come here and do samba,
Well, we've been coming here for several years now. We had classes during the week, but we moved it to Saturday so we'd make it easier for people to come to class. So our numbers over the last, I would say, year or year and a half have increased dramatically, which is great. And so now, after teaching this style of ensemble, community ensemble over many years, there are times when, it's like up and down with the attendance. But right now, our group is enjoying a very fruitful period in where we have a lot of just great energy coming regularly every Saturday. And 10 o'clock, I might add, which for musicians is,
bad for the Constitution.
Yes, bad for the Constitution. You are correct. So I'm grateful to have, what has developed here. And we have many, of course, none of our youth members are here today. They're out at the beach or they're doing something with parents since it's Saturday afternoon. But today we had a really beautiful class with probably almost 10 young students, some from elementary school, some from middle school, some from high school. And they're just having a great time, and they bring great energy to the group. So we have a multi-generational experience going on, and we're very fortunate to have people from all over, very diverse backgrounds, and we're all here to do our best to play this music, and we're very fortunate because we do have someone from Brazil in our ensemble to keep me legit, okay? As well as my wife, Yuko, who has lived in Brazil and has spent a good portion of her life as a passionate student and teacher of Brazilian arts, as a training in capoeira, dancing, playing percussion. And so it's great to have this nucleus of folks. We have a lot of couples, families, and so it's very healthy. And I think when we have a very healthy community ensemble, that type of healthy energy makes its way to other parts of the neighborhood, not just locally here, but people that we come in contact with. So when we perform somewhere, people feel that, and they're like, "Wow, what's that about?" And so that's our little way of putting some beauty out.
That beauty, from samba to danza azteca, from hula to indie rock and hip-hop, keeps the Mayfair neighborhood changing and thriving. This has been Sounds of Mayfair, Cantos de San José, a production of Radio Bilingüe and the Alliance for California Traditional Arts. Support was provided in part by the California Arts Council, the James Irvine Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Jorge Ramirez and Maria de Jesus Gomez provided production assistance. The co-producers are Amy Kitchener and Russell Rodriguez. Samuel Orozco is the executive producer. I'm the producer and host, Zadie Stavely. This is Radio Bilingüe.